Welcome to Take Action and Get Profits with Michelle Stisham, where entrepreneurs come together to discuss business growth strategies, marketing ideas, techniques, and tips. Brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Michelle Stisham.
Welcome to the show, everybody, and happy Mardi Gras. It is officially here. Tomorrow is Fat Tuesday. The parades here in Lake Charles started about a week ago. You know, we've had, I don't know how many falls already, probably 20. And, you know, the season comes to an end tomorrow with the official Mardi Gras day. But it's a little rainy today. So I heard a parade go by early this morning. I don't live very far off of the main parade route. And then it's been very quiet for the last few hours, but that's because it's pouring down rain out there. So I know we are hoping for a good day tomorrow. I hope you're having an amazing day wherever you are. And I hope you're celebrating a little Mardi Gras, even if you may not be in a Mardi Gras location. Today is President's Day, and happy President's Day to you as well. So I know around here in the South, you know, everyone's out for President's Day and then out for Mardi Gras, and then the kids are out of school on Wednesday too. So just a long, very long weekend for a lot of people, which can be good, and it can be kind of crazy all at the same time. So, and happy Valentine's Day on top of that. It's been one of those holiday kind of weeks, hasn't it? So, I like to start these shows out by sharing with you something that I have found either to be really exciting or something that's coming up, and I promise today will be just the same. First, I want to do a little housekeeping. You know, I want to remind you that you can get the recordings of this show on our iTunes channel, so be sure that you go become a subscriber to us on iTunes. Take Action, Get Profits on iTunes.com will take you straight there. You'll want to view it on iTunes and then subscribe. And also, you know, I do a weekly video podcast, a short tip for entrepreneurs that we put out every week. And you can find that podcast at EntrepreneursTakeAction.com, which will take you to the iTunes channel for that podcast. So Take Action, Get Profit on iTunes.com and EntrepreneursTakeAction.com. And then I wanted to remind you that we would love to hear from you anytime you want to speak to one of our guests or just want to hear your voice on the radio. You can dial 347-989-1363, speak with our producer, and he will let me know that you want to talk. We would love to have you, 347-989-1363. And last but definitely not least, we want to hear from you and what are your concerns? What's going on in your business? What do you need help with? And you can connect with us. The best way for that is facebook.com/decisiveminds and facebook.com/toughtalkradio for this amazing radio network that we are on. So I hope that you are having a good start to your week. You're probably on holiday, most of you, for President's Day, but you know, last week I took my son. I have two children. If you don't know, my children are both in their 20s. My son's 21. My daughter's 24. And we're getting some dental type stuff done for my son. And so we went to the orthodontist for a meeting last week to see if they could do some work that the dentist wants done. And while we were there, you know, I'm always looking for business opportunity. I love to see how businesses work. And so this particular orthodontist here in Lake Charles is what I would call a progressive orthodontist. He's been in business for about 30 years. And it's Lake Charles Orthodontics, by the way, if you want to know, Alan Perry. He's been there a long time, but he has a very successful practice. And one of the things that, you know, they took us through, it ended up being a two-hour process with, you know, x-rays and viewing and options and all those things. And so they took us through the system. And at one point, they said to us, so listen, let us tell you about our Gator Rewards program. And that really piqued my attention because one of the issues that an orthodontist would have is that you have, you know, you have two clients. You have one client who is the parent who is paying for it, and you have another client who is the child who, or, you know, usually is a child, not always. Obviously, they do have adults, but the majority of their clientele are under the age of 18. And that person is normally not paying for the services. So as we all know, a lot of times when we aren't the person who's paying, we're not as motivated to stay committed to something. And so I have, you know, I actually have clients who work with children or work with people who aren't always the person that's making the payment. So one client in particular that I'm thinking of works with ADHD children. Their parents are the actual client, right? Because they are the buyer of the services, but the child is who is showing up to do the coaching. And so there's a lot of conversations that I have with people about how do you keep both ends of that motivated? How do you keep the payer excited and seeing progress and wanting to continue to pay for a service when they're not the person who's actually in the program? And so when they handed me this Gator Rewards program, and I actually have it in front of me because I brought it home, I was so intrigued. I thought this was brilliant. They've designed a points program where these children can earn gift cards, right? They can earn gift cards for iTunes and Walmart and Amazon and PF Chang and GameStop and Best Buy, just all kind of different things that they can earn. Excuse me. So when I turned to the list of how they earn them, that's when I got really impressed, because they earn points for things that they're not always the person responsible for doing. So one of them is that they earn points for having an appointment between 10 a.m. and 2:30 p.m. So what do you think is the doctor's biggest issue when their clientele are school-age children, right? Getting them to come in the middle of the day. They all want to come after school. The parents want to make it as close to the end of the day as possible so they don't have to take off from work. And so when that child is really motivated to get those points so that they can get that Best Buy card or that GameStop card, right, then they are more likely to push their parent to try to bring them between 10 a.m. and 2:30 p.m. so that they can earn those points. You know, so when you're looking at your business, what is it that would be ideal for you? What are those things that you want to get people to do that maybe they're not prone to do naturally, and you can motivate them in some way to do? There's all kind of great things on here. So one of them is they get 20 points if they graduate from the kids club to active treatment. What does that mean? So the kids club is you just come in and find out about things. Active treatment means you get braces, right? So the child's motivated for the parent to choose this doctor because they're going to get points whenever they get their braces, right? There's points for showing up on time. There's points for referring a friend. There's more points for referring a family member. There's points for liking their Facebook page. Excuse me. There's points for getting straight A's on your report card. So there's this huge long list, probably, I guess there's 18 to 20 things on this list of ways that they can earn points. So what are those things that you could be doing? You know, one of my coaches is Suzanne Evans. And at one point several years ago, I was in a program with her, and it was a fairly entry-level program at that point. A lot of really new business owners. She's a business coach. And what she did was she gave money cards. They were, I don't know what she called them, Suzanne Bucks or something like that. Every time you would show up for an intensive, if you would participate and ask questions, they were motivating people to be active in the program by giving them these money cards. And at the end of the year, you could use those money cards to pay a down payment for renewal if you wanted to stay coaching with her. You could use the money cards to pay a down payment on a sponsorship if you wanted a sponsor. You could buy products and programs that she provided, those types of things. I thought that was brilliant. And so, you know, just wanted to kind of point this out. Sitting in that doctor's office the other day, I was like, oh, know what I'm talking about on my radio show on Monday. This is some good stuff. So how can you take that and motivate your ideal clients to, one, number one, work with you, and number two, stay connected and stay working with you on a longer-term basis? So there you go. Some really good stuff out there. All righty, so we're going to take a quick break, and when we get back, we will be speaking with our first guest of the show. So See you on the other side.
Join Dr. Alan Simberg and his guests every Tuesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time on Life-Changing Insights. Life-Changing Insights is a show dedicated to providing its listeners with self-improvement information that has a positive effect on an individual's mental, physical, and spiritual being, as well as unresolved relationship issues. For more information or to be a guest on Life-Changing Insights, go to Life-Changing Insights with Dr. Alan Simberg.com. Life-Changing Insights, every Tuesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on the Tough Talk Radio Network.
So you think you're tough enough for Tough Talk with Tony Gambone? Tony knows how to dish it out. Can you take it? Tony Gambone is a communicator, mentor, and entrepreneur whose tough style and generous spirit quickly garnered recognition in many a competitive arena. Now he's bringing his intelligence and knowledge to you as a hard-hitting radio talk show host and thought leader. Tune in and see for yourself. Tough Talk with Tony Gambone. It's a sure thing. To find out more, go to Tough Talk with Tony Gambone.
Imagine taking your business to the masses using proven marketing techniques. What if you could take what you love and turn it into a six-figure business in the next 2 years? Or a $500,000 business in the next 3 to 4 years? Michelle Sism went from struggling to build her coaching practice to doing $500,000 in her business in less than 4 years when she uncovered the secrets to converting audiences to clients. In Cash In on Your Expertise, Michelle shares the exact strategy she used to build her business so quickly. Get your free copy today at www.cashinonyourexpertise.com.
Now I think I'm back. I just heard the beep. I hope you guys can hear me. So, Lauren, are you there?
Michelle, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. trying to get things right on my own radio show. So. I'm really excited that you're here today. This is going to be a very fun conversation. And just to kind of let you know, what I would love to do is I'm going to give them a quick, short bio and introduce you to my audience. But then I really want to hear, you know, what it is that got you to the point where you are and what you're working on. And then we're just going to have a fun conversation. How about that?
Sounds fantastic.
Awesome. So, guys, I wanted to introduce you to Lauren Jono. Actually, Lauren, am I saying your last name correctly?
Yes, perfect.
Yes, perfect. Okay, fantastic. So Lauren is a certified high-performance coach and author. Her clients are those who are motivated and ready to make their lives, to take their lives, to reach limits of a whole new level of engagement and boldness. She's covered a lot of miles building her almost two-decade career that set her apart from others. Her years of experience, her accumulated credentials in education, nutrition, fitness, psychology, genetics, and spirituality, along with her ability to fine-tune goals and challenges from her multiple modalities, qualify her to deliver solid solutions. Lauren is one of less than 170 certified high-performance coaches worldwide and is the first coach ever in North America to include personality, mood, and behavior genetic testing in a coaching program. So that's actually what I'm so excited that Lauren is here to talk about today. She and I have had several conversations about that. I am really intrigued always by how people tick and why they tick. And, you know, what is the personality, mood, and behavior genetic testing doing to help people understand the way they live and the way others around them live? So, Lauren, I am super excited to have you here.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be on your show. It's awesome.
Awesome. So why don't you share with us, you know, I did the official background, but tell us, you know, kind of what's your story?
I played competitive tennis for 10 years back in South Africa, and when I stopped playing tennis, it's kind of like I didn't know who I was. My whole identity had been tied into a tennis player. Like, that's how everyone knew me, that's how I knew myself. And so when I didn't have that, it was like I didn't know who I was, and I lapsed into an eating disorder and struggled with that for probably 20 years. And one of the key things that helped me come out of that was realizing that I went into an outpatient treatment program and just realized that I had none of the similarities of everyone else there. Like all the commonalities between everyone else I didn't have. So I walked out of there thinking, well, how do I fit in and why am I there? And that really started me on this journey of figuring out who I was, what made me tick, and just got me down that path. And I've brought that into my work in working with my clients now. It's really helping them to, A, understand what their strengths are, what makes them function the way they do, and to also embrace that they are unique. Whether we like it or not, we are all different. And that's the beauty of what I think that we bring to the world. Yet so many people, and I did this for 20 years when I had an eating disorder, are trying to fit into a box of what they think society expects them to be or other people expect them to be. And so they don't embrace their uniqueness, and that leads to frustration and, you know, possibly depression and a whole bunch of things.
Wow.
And so I'm all about, you know, finding who you are, what your strengths are, what's going to move your life forward, and then just take that on and run with it. And so I've
Very
incorporated
cool.
a bunch of different modalities into my coaching program that help me navigate that with my clients.
Very good. So let's talk a little bit more about that, because that's really, as I said before, I'm so intrigued by what makes people tick, why they do things a certain way. You know, when we can understand those types of things and understand how to see that in a person, then as entrepreneurs, it helps us grow our business. It helps us clarify who our ideal clients are. It helps us to be able to hold a sales conversation. There's so many places that it shows up in our business. So that's why I'm so excited about this conversation.
Awesome. So there are a couple of things that I use. So one is I use a personality assessment profile, which really helps people understand their personality type and what they need to feel their best, and also to recognize that other people are different and how to interact with them and speak to them in their language. Because, you know, so often we think everyone thinks the way we do, everyone does things the way we do, and then we realize that they don't and we get frustrated and disappointed. But the quicker we can understand that everyone's different and recognize those differences and what those people need, you know, that's going to help communication and everything move along in that way. And then the other element that I work with is identifying what your strengths are. And when I look at strengths, it's not strengths in the terms of what are your competencies and what are you good at, but it's strengths in terms of what makes you stronger, what energizes you. Because we can be competent and skilled at something, but it doesn't mean that it energizes us in something that we love. And so I want to help direct people to the things that are going to actually energize them in their life, because then that's what they're going to be motivated to do and that's what they're going to be good at.
Perfect.
So those are two elements. And then for me, what underlies all of that is your genetics, because we are all wired differently, and based on how we are wired in terms of mood and behavior, you know, certain things are going to be easier and resonate more with me than other things because of how I'm wired, or I'm going to react to things in a different way. And if I know that about myself, that it comes from that core wiring, then I can take that to those other elements and just absolutely streamline the process so that you're cutting out a lot of the trial and error and frustration and aggravation that can sometimes come with trying to get where we want to get.
Right, right. Perfect. Awesome. I love that you – so a lot of people do personality testing. You know, we hear a lot about those things, but you really do take it to the next level with the genetic testing. So let's start first by talking a little bit more about the personality assessment. And obviously, you know, if they're listening right now, and I definitely want to have them get them the way so that they know how to connect with you so that they can do an assessment, or you guys can cover whatever that looks like. But maybe we should just have a conversation about what that would look like. Like, give them some examples of, I love that you said that that people sometimes think that everybody's just like them and that we don't realize that others are different, and when we can learn to speak in their language, it's a totally different conversation.
Right.
And so, maybe just some examples of that.
I'll give you a perfect example of that. So based on the assessment I used, I am, and keeping in mind that we have all these different ways within us, it's just that there are one or two that are more predominant within us. But it's not that we can't respond in the other ways. So my predominant way of operating and navigating the world is highly organized, very structured and, you know, list orientated and detail orientated. And the other area that I'm very high in is very much relationship orientated. So I love to speak to people, I love to chat with them, you know, find out what's going on in their life, and, you know, which kind of really ties in well with what I do. But there was a situation where I was in negotiation with a financial company to provide some services for them. And I had the first meeting with them and, you know, met with the CEO of the company and walked out of there, and I was, like, mortified. I go, oh, my God, like, the guy actually hates me. Like, there was no connection, no rapport, and I just couldn't figure out, like, what I did wrong. And then, you know, I went home and I thought about it, and I thought about personality types, and I realized he was the polar opposite of me. But I'd gone into that meeting as myself, which is important, but I didn't speak to him in his language. I spoke to him as I would want to be spoken to. And mm-hmm. So the second meeting that we went, totally reframed it, spoke to him in a way that I know that personality way responds well to, and signed and sealed a contract that lasted years. But I know that if I hadn't have had that insight, I don't know if I would have had the same outcome.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I do a lot of speaking from stage, and I'll never forget one of the, you know, I've studied personalities probably for 15 or 20 years at this point. And one of the first big conferences that I spoke, that I did, was a big 3-day that I hosted. And I had a gentleman sit on the front row for 3 days with his arms crossed. He's watching me with his arms crossed. And I will tell you, if I didn't know personalities, I would have been freaking out about this guy not paying attention, right? So the morning of the third day, he walks up to me. I'm getting ready to start the day, and he walks up and he just said, I need to tell you, this is the best conference I've ever been to in my life. I've learned more in the last 2 days than I've ever learned. And I remember thinking, it's a good thing I know personalities. He was a processor. Right?
Right.
All he was doing was sitting there and processing everything I said. If I were someone else who didn't know personalities, I might have thought he was really mad at me.
Well, so, could have totally thrown you off your game.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So it's so very important to understand the differences between people. And then also the second thing you said was about identifying strengths. And I really liked that you said that there are things that we might be really good at that maybe don't energize us, you know, and it's important for people to take a step back and look at that. Any insight there for them to maybe get a direction on what those things are?
Well, I think the easiest way is to literally, you know, like, even keep a journal and see all the things that you do in a day or in a week or over a 2-week period, and just put on the one side the things that energize me and the other side the things that drain me. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the week or 2 weeks of keeping a journal like that, you know, you'll see there will definitely be patterns that become evident. And that can help to steer you. You know, the assessment that I do looks at 24 strengths and looks at your top 7. And again, so looking at those strengths not as competencies, but what energizes you, what gets you excited, what gets you motivated, and then use that to navigate things. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is for us to realize, and I think as a society this is something that we struggle with, is that we all have weaknesses, but my weaknesses are someone else's strengths, and that's the process of building a team. And what they found is that when you take two groups of people, and they actually did this with a speed reading. That's how they tested it, was through a speed reading exercise. The people that were weak at reading even though they went through the exact same reading course to increase their reading speed as the people that were really good readers, the difference in improvement was exponentially different. The slow readers improved a little bit, but the fast readers improved exponentially more, which is showing that your strengths, if you work on your strengths, you can become exceptional at that. If you work at your weaknesses, you'll still probably suck at it. You just won't suck as much.
Yeah.
So you know,
that's a good way to put that.
So I'm being pretty blunt and honest, but that's the reality, right? So it's
that's right.
And as a society, I think, you know, if you think of it, when your kids come home from school and they come home with their report card and they got three A's and a D, what do most parents focus on? The D.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not where that kid's probably ever going to excel.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, when I do the strengths assessment, it's looking at from that perspective.
So, so we have the personality, and then we have the strengths, and then you were talking about the genetics part, and that's we have about 5 minutes left on the show, so I want to spend the rest of the time talking about that. I also want to make sure that we take a minute at the end and tell them all how to connect with you. So,
okay,
but I believe, as I said earlier, that the genetics part of this actually is one step farther than I see pretty much anyone else doing when they're talking about personality. So that was what was so intriguing to me when we first spoke, and I would love for you to share what you're doing in that area.
Right. So the genetics, most of these other assessments out there are self-assessments. So it's really your interpretation of you. The genetics is not. It's absolute science. That's your DNA. You can't argue it. You can't dispute it. And I know when I got my profile done and when I first looked at it, I go like, this has to be a mistake. You have to have got the wrong report because there was something in there that just totally didn't connect with me. When I went back, I realized that it was. So it's absolute based on science. It's your blueprint of how you are literally wired. And so what we see in that personality mood genetic profile is that some people are literally wired to be a warrior in the sense of a fighter, resilient, will keep getting up, keep, you know, trying, whereas other people are wired to be a warrior, anxious, always worrying about what can go wrong, what the challenges are, total different mindset.
Mm-hmm.
How some people are wired to bounce back from situations, others are going to get stuck in it and just ruminate in it. How some people are wired to see the glass always as half full and others are going to see it always as half empty. So you see the two ends of the spectrum. And it's not that one is better or worse than the other. It is what it is. So the way I look at it is if we can find out that information about you, we will know immediately what is going to be easy for you, what is going to be natural for you to do. And then we can really run with that. And then look at the elements that maybe are going to be more of a challenge and how can we support you in those so that it's not as much of a challenge or for you to know, you know what, that's just not for me and be okay with it. So, again, mm-hmm. It comes back to creating that awareness of what's going on. But what I find with the genetics, which is different to the other testing, is that it's so validating for people because they get the results and they realize, well, it's not that there's something wrong with me or I'm not motivated or I'm not disciplined or I'm not smart or whatever it is. I'm just wired a certain way. This is the deck of cards I've been given. So now let's go to Vegas with that deck of cards and make it win.
Right, exactly. So play in the direction that makes life easy. So many times I see people in the struggle because they're trying to go the opposite of what is natural for them. And it's intriguing.
And the other thing also, which is I think is important to stress on this, is that we also know that genetics is only part of it. And just because you wired a certain way doesn't mean that you can't overcome it or you can't be good at something. So, and that's what I saw in my profile when I had it done. There was something there. It was around empathy that made me think, oh, my, you have to have got the samples mixed up. But I realized over my lifetime, I have conditioned myself to become extremely empathetic. However, I realize and I know when my back's to the wall and I'm under pressure, that's one of the first things that may go.
Right, right. Very cool. Wow, Lauren, great information. I want to have you share with everybody how they can connect with you, how they can learn more about everything that you're up to, and then whatever final thought you have for all, everyone.
Awesome. So my website is laurenjawno.com, so LaurenJawno.com, and all this information is on my website under the coaching section. And then also on Facebook, so facebook.com/LaurenJawno are probably the two easiest ways to connect with me.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you so much for being here. We'll have to have you back because there's so much more I wanted to ask you. So we'll do that. We'll connect with you and have you come back on the show.
Awesome. Thanks for having me on the show, Michelle.
All right, great,
awesome.
Lauren. Thank you so much. And guys, be sure that you go connect with Lauren. Check out her website, laurenjawno.com, LaurenJawno.com. And stick around. We'll be back after this break with our second guest of the show.
Listen to The Legal Eagle and The Coach each Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. on Tough Talk Radio Network. Leading local and national experts in business will share their keys to success so that our listening audience can be educated and entertained along the way to becoming all they can be. So whether you're new to business or highly experienced, The Legal Eagle and The Coach with hosts David Alterburn and Brian Kaiser is a great radio program for you. For more information, go to LegalEagleAndTheCoachRadio.com.
Live at Choice, where your imagination becomes your reality. If you can imagine it, it's possible. If you can believe it, it's yours. We get it. You're done with the way it is now. You're finished with all the frustration around why you feel stuck and your life isn't working. Imagine what your life would be like if you could have all the answers and see new possibilities. We at Live at Choice choose to make a difference. Live at Choice has developed a proven process and a series of questions that lead participants to the answers they seek, gaining new understanding and self-awareness for both your personal and professional life. If you're ready to get to the life you want, contact us today. Visit liveatchoice.com to get started.
Do you want to know the secret to building a successful business quickly? It's all about taking action, but not just any action. It takes inspired and consistent action to get profits. Join Michelle Sism, the six-figure results lady, as she asks successful entrepreneurs their profitable secrets every Monday at 2 p.m. Central Time on Take Action, Get Profits with Michelle Sism on the Tough Talk Radio Network. If you're ready to take action and get profits, you can find out more about the show at TakeActionGetProfitsRadio.com.
Very cool. And we are back with the one and only Joan Pelzer. Joan, are you there?
I am. Hello, Michelle. How are you
today? Hello. I'm so excited to have you here. I want to say thank you, first of all. Joan kind of stepped up. We had another guest who had to reschedule. And so thank you, Joan, for being here, which is exciting because, guys, I don't know if you know it or not, but Joan Pelzer is my social media guru. She does all the social media for Decisive Minds. And so when we needed to fill a spot, I just texted and said, hey, can you help out? And she jumped right up in there. And she's usually the one who's doing all the live tweeting through the radio show. So I knew you'd be here anyway.
Absolutely. Ready to go.
That's right. So let me do just kind of a formal introduction, and then we'll hear a little bit more about you and your story. So I actually jumped over to your website so I can look and see what your bio is. And, of course, it's hilarious, as you are. It says, Joni Pelzer, not just your average Joan. She's a social media expert, an online engagement strategist with clients ranging from entrepreneurs and small businesses to a UN-based NGO. She creates value-driven interactions that accelerate the connections between her clients and their target markets. She's a gunslinging marketing and business development practitioner with a unique blend of robust, innate creative skills, strong project management skills, and social marketing skills. Joan is a dynamic connector. Strengths include a strong analytical mind and the ability to identify, articulate, and deploy strategies to optimize a brand. And I have to say, you are all that plus, honey. You do a fantastic job for me.
I love it. This is so much fun today.
Yeah, so I appreciate that. So why don't you, so that's your official bio, but I know there's good story in there. So tell us the Joni Pelzer, Here's How I Got Here story.
Okay, all right. We'll start from day one. I was born. No, I'm kidding. I was working for Verizon, and I went for an MBA in finance and was like, I'm out of here. I need to do something different. So I quit. I joined the Peace Corps, and I went to Russia thinking I was going to change the world. And I got changed in the process, and I realized how incredible it was. These women in Russia were, a lot of them, entrepreneurs. And I thought, that's something I'd love to do someday. But, you know, you're scared. When you're younger, you're scared of doing those kinds of things. So came back from Russia. I actually went to acting school, and I produce, and I act still. Some people say I act up, but I act still. And I was able to use the skills I learned to kind of do some consulting work. And then eventually got into social media when it really became a big thing and realized I should be doing this as a business. And it just kind of made sense. And I reached out to some strong women that I knew and asked them for advice and help on how to do that. And now I have my own business. And I'm happy to say I am an official LLC since last year. I've been in business about a full year. And I'm working on expanding that with your help, as many other women are helping me as well. And so it's very exciting for me to be able to help a business figure out how to create an online relationship and take it offline. Not just traditional social media, but actually the interactions and the engagement.
Yeah, and you're really, really good at that.
Thank you.
One of the things that I appreciate about you is that you do have the creative brain, but you have the analytical brain as well. And
So
that really makes for a good combination. So let's talk today about some creative social media. You know, there's so much out there, number one. There are things that are working. There are things that are not working. The Lord knows it changes every single day.
Absolutely.
So I'll let you start this conversation. And really it is, you know, if we could come up with a couple of little great tips for them that what you know are working right now. Right.
Right,
and guys,
right.
We're prefacing this is what's working right now in February of 2015.
Yep.
What would you share?
Well, and you know, everybody does social media. So it's not anything that someone can't do on their own. But what I find is, and you're a social media guru in my eyes. You brought me in, but it was for a different reason, for that interaction, for that engagement. And I think that's what's most important to me, is being able to create that online relationship. And I'll give you a really good example of this. I was with a catering and an event company, and they didn't want to use social media. But I talked them into doing it, and we were able to actually sell a bride a wedding by using Pinterest. And it was about the engagement, about the bride seeing what we had to offer in the food, in the decor, and all of that, and liking the offerings, and then taking that relationship offline to book us. Someone like for you, what I do for you on a regular basis that I think is so amazing is really learning to expand LinkedIn and really delve into LinkedIn has its own blog now. It's called Pulse, which you can post original content and get people to follow you. Then it has the company pages, which you can have somebody follow your company and be interested in what your company has to say. But they're all connected. And it's a matter, in my opinion, it's a matter of maintaining that on a daily basis, checking it and being active so that people aren't thinking, oh, she posts once a week through some sort of marketing automation tool and doesn't check in on a regular basis. You have to be consistent and authentic and regular.
Yes, exactly. And I think some really big things that you said there. One being the whole idea that social media is the platform where you meet them, but you do want to take the relationship to the next level.
Yes.
And so let's talk about some ideas on exactly what that means. Because I will tell you, I remember when I was just getting started and I was hearing these things, and I remember thinking, well, that's great, but how do you do that? So let's talk about the how do you do that kind of thing.
So here's an example of something I'll do. I'll give a Facebook example. So let's say I want to target entrepreneurs. So I may go and find some articles that other mediums are writing, maybe Inc. Magazine or Mashable or Forbes Women. And I may find an article and I may comment on that article on that page. And then that audience gets to see your name pop up over and over on that page in the comment section. I'm also going to take that article and share it back to my audience and potentially bring their audience back to me, but with a specific reason. Why am I sharing that article? What about that article is my audience going to care about? Is it because it's an entrepreneur article? Is it because it's specific to a specific type of business issue that somebody may be having? Is it a women's article of some sort? And why is it relevant? And is it timely and relevant at the same time?
Yes. And then I think you're going to take it one step further, that which is what we're doing right now, right? So we're
Absolutely.
Having, we've built the community. We're constantly building community. So don't take that the wrong way, guys. But we, you know, at Decisive Minds, we've focused for 5 years on building a social media community. And it's a significant community at this point. But we constantly are doing things to take them beyond social media. So whether that is marketing a teleseminar that I'm going to be on, or offering
marketing
a
your
strategy
book
session.
Maybe. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then you take that
them.
And you're offering it to them, but why are we offering it to them? Because we see the value in what they need. We say, okay,
right.
this may work perfectly for what you need. Once we get them to come and look at us and talk to us and be part of our community, and this just happened with you the other day. We had a woman who came to us, and we had to research her a little and say, okay, who is she and what does she need and why does she need us? And if she doesn't
right.
need us, we don't want to push anybody. But if she needs us, here's what we can offer you and here's how we can offer it to you.
Right, right, exactly.
And that's what's
and the
beautiful
great...
about you, Michelle, is that you have various products and services so you can capture audiences of different magnitudes. You can go
right.
from the person who's just thinking about an idea to the person who's already got a multi-million dollar business but doesn't know how to take that business to the next level.
Right, right. And we have that gives us the ability to stay within integrity, right? Because you want to be, you know, with social media, you get this wide, vast array of people that show up. And so it's, you know, you want to be clear who it is that you're looking for. The why you're looking for them, as Joni keeps saying, is so very important. To understand where you want to take them is very important. So, you know, when this woman showed up a couple days ago, you're right. That's all you had to do. You had to look at, so where do we think she is stage of business-wise? And do we have anything that will service her? And if not, where are we going to send her that will get her the help that she needs? Because they're
yep.
not always our ideal client.
Right.
So, very good. Very good.
Very good point, yeah.
So I had another point. Let's see if I remember what it was. It was something you said a while ago, which was really good. Taking them offline. Oh, relationship building. Relationship
yes.
building. So we
yes.
talk a lot about that on this radio show, and because I think social media is a great way to do that. So how about some relationship building tips from the brain of Joni?
Well, the very first thing is, in my opinion and my mind, is to be authentic. And I don't want 50 friends, 50 new clients. I want one really good one that I can help grow and be authentic with that person about what I can actually offer them and how I can help them. And so I think with social media, a lot of times we get too caught up in how many followers, how many likes we have on a page, how many people are with us, rather than the individual engagements and interactions. And that's what I think is the most important to build those relationships, are those individuals. So when we look at the analysis, we look at, okay, yes, maybe she got 1,000 new likes this week, but did that translate into any business? Did that bring anybody offline to talk to her? And if it didn't, then we're not doing our job.
Right, right. Exactly. And it's all about looking at all of that stuff as well. Because a lot
yeah.
of people are just kind of, it's almost like the throwing the spaghetti at the wall situation, right? So they're just throwing things out onto social media and praying that something's going to do something, right?
Absolutely.
And,
absolutely.
Yeah, when you start to follow it, look at it, track it, understand it, right, learn what's important about it, Right. And then the other thing is that, you know, obviously we're here talking a lot about this strategy, and you spend a lot of time on social media, but I would venture to say that you're not spending a lot of time on each client, right? My guess would be, and we haven't had this conversation, but my guess would be that you have very specific things you do whenever you get there. And I know you have several, you know, you have several clients that you're doing social media for, so I know you're not spending all day working on my stuff, and I'm perfectly fine with that because I don't expect that. And I want others to hear that what we're not saying that you need to be doing this all day long. What we're saying is that you get a strategy, you put some things in place, and you get out there, you do that, and then you go do a sales call or you go, you know, teach a class or whatever that looks like for you. So. Yeah. Talk to us a little bit about what do you do when you get to social media in the morning?
Absolutely. So I have a little morning practice that I do that's a little meditation, a little reading, a little exercise to get my day going. But then I do check every person's social media just to see if anything new happens. And I also have a team that I work with as well that is on it all the time, and they will send me something if it's important that I need to check right away. And I'm constantly monitoring it. I will even look throughout the day randomly, maybe at a Twitter feed or at a group of Twitter feeds, just to see what's going on. Of course, you have to have some of the content pre-scheduled because you can't be on it 24/7. You just can't. You can't be effective if you're on it 24/7. But you do need to watch the interactions and the engagement. So a big example of this is you right away, the radio show. If I'm on listening into your Twitter feed, let's say, and I'm looking at who's interacting with you, I may do that live for that period of time, and then I may schedule things like a thank you for later on in the day. This way I'm not having to monitor it all the time, but yet I'm covering it and making sure all my I's are dotted and my T's are crossed and everybody's got what they need.
I have to tell you, it's really funny that, you know, so you guys are, you do pre-schedule some of our stuff. Just like you said, some of it's pre-scheduled and a lot of it's live and in person. And the other day, I had a very early morning. I had to get up really early to go to the airport. And my mother knew I had to get up that early. And for some reason, when she turned on her computer that morning, she saw that we posted something at 3 a.m. And so she contacted me and said, "What were you still doing up at 3 a.m?" I was like, "Sorry, Mom, wasn't me."
Well, and you know what? And it's funny because the timing is also a thing. Because you have clients around the world. So
correct.
We don't want to just limit ourselves to, you know, 9 to 5 East Coast time. We want to capture people all around the world at different periods of time. Guy Kawasaki does that all the time. He will schedule the same post to go multiple times in the same day, and I notice it. No one else will notice it, but I'm like, okay, why is that same post going out at 3 in the afternoon and 5 in the morning? But it's because you want to capture those audiences and make sure that they hear you. But if you look at Twitter specifically, like I was watching SNL last night, the 40th anniversary, and Steve Martin and Jeremy Piven and, you know, Barack Obama are all tweeting things, but they're tweeting specifically to individuals as well, which is what we tend to do. We want to talk to one-on-one to people. We don't want to just call it out as a mass group effort. Sometimes
right.
you do, of course, but also it's that beauty of the one-on-one situation, which is what I just love. That's my favorite part of it, when you get that interaction back.
Very cool. Yeah. Awesome. This has been great, Seth Joan. Again, I want to thank you for being here when we needed you at the last moment, and I want to thank you for live tweeting these shows every week. It's really great to see all the interaction happening and the conversation that's happening at the same time with those who are listening. So let's take the last 2 minutes here and let's talk about how people can connect with you and find out more about what you do for entrepreneurs.
Okay. And by the way, I pre-scheduled that tweet. So people can get in touch with me and check out my website, which is joanpilsermedia.com, which will be tweeted in about 5 more minutes. And my email is info@joanpilsermedia.com. And I'm happy to talk to anybody who's interested in learning more about how to maximize their social media engagement.
Yeah, and I want to spell Pelzer for them. So it's P Pelzer, just for those who might be wondering. So JoanPelzerMedia.com. Thank you so much, Joan. I really, 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 really appreciate this.
Thank you so much. And I will talk to you probably tomorrow.
Yeah, sounds good. Talk to you then. All right, guys. You too. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will wrap this puppy up. Talk to you on the other side.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Are you an entrepreneur? Are you where you want to be? Do you believe that if you build it, they will come? Unfortunately, entrepreneurship doesn't work that way, and that's why you need to read Famous Isn't Enough. In this book, you'll find real-life situations and lessons learned. When all is said and done, there's nothing better than being your own boss. Remember, nothing just happens. You have to put in the work. Famous Isn't Enough is your roadmap. Get your copy today at www.famousisn'tenough.com.
Imagine taking your business to the masses using proven marketing techniques. What if you could take what you love and turn it into a six-figure business in the next 2 years? Or a $500,000 business in the next 3 to 4 years? Michelle Sism went from struggling to build her coaching practice to doing $500,000 in her business in less than 4 years when she uncovered the secrets to converting audiences to clients. In Cash In on Your Expertise, Michelle shares the exact strategy she used to build her business so quickly. Get your free copy today at www.cashinonyourexpertise.com.
Awesome. It's another great show. So listen, tomorrow is Mardi Gras here in Louisiana and many other parts of the country. And I'm not supposed to really tell you guys anything yet, but we're going to have a super surprise Mardi Gras challenge starting tomorrow. So if you're not on my list, be sure you go check it out. Connect with us through Facebook. Go to decisiveminds.com, and you'll want to be paying attention tomorrow for a special 30-day challenge that I am going to do with you that I think you're really going to like. We're calling it the Mardi Gras Challenge, but we're going to get something in particular completed in your business that I know you need to get taken care of. So there's my little hint. My team said, don't tell them too much. They need to wait till Mardi Gras and see it. So that's all you get to hear for now. And a quick thank you again to both of my great guests, Lauren. You have to really go check out Lauren's site at laurenjawno.com, LaurenJawno.com. And so there's some really important stuff here, guys. I hope you're paying attention throughout the conversation that she and I were having, because one of the biggest issues I see when it comes to relationship building, closing sales, working with your clients, it is that a lot of us don't understand that others are different, that they don't see things the way we do. And I have to tell you, I was guilty of this for the first 30 years of my life, and I started learning about personalities in my Mary Kay days, back when I was a Mary Kay sales director. And I am one of those very driven, decisive people. I get things done. I make decisions fast. I just couldn't even imagine why it would take someone more than 2 seconds to make a decision. And, you know, once I found out that other people may not be that quick and decisive, and maybe they are processors and they need to sit back and look and think and decide what they're going to do, you know, it changed everything in my life. It didn't just change my business. It also changed my family dynamics. You know, when I learned about personalities and began to study personalities, my children were about 10, 12, 13 years old at that point. And so I quickly learned what their personalities were and how my personality would interact with their personality. And I changed the way that our relationships were. And I will tell you, I have two amazing children. Never did have those teenage years, no rebellion, nothing like that, because I completely understand the way they look at the world. And I've been able to teach them that others are different from them. And so they have an existence that is just pretty special, because they understand that not everyone is just like them, and that sometimes we have to bend a little and to let others be who they are and not expect them to be like us. So the personality assessment that Lauren does, you check that out. Understanding your strengths, as she talked about, huge, huge, huge. You know, I have a degree in accounting. I could do your taxes if you wanted me to. I can do your books. I can do all that. But the truth of the matter is, I am so much better when I am out there designing programs, using the numbers, because I get the numbers, I understand, but designing the strategy for you to go out and build the business. And I, like I said, I can do the books, but it is not what energizes me. And when I found what energized me, I built a very successful business off the same basis, right, of understanding and loving the numbers. And so what is it for you? Where are your strengths, and what does that look like? When, you know, what might be kind of sucking the energy right out of you that she was talking about? And then third thing that she shared with us was about the genetics. And so that, you know, I've said it multiple times on this call, that really is what takes it to the next level. And that's understanding whether you're genetically prone to worrying, or whether you are extremely resilient, or you're the person that bounces back, or you're the person that gets stuck. And what I love that she said was that just because you're wired that way doesn't mean you can't do things to shift that. But when we understand that we're wired a specific way, we can look at why are we constantly fighting that? Are we constantly trying to fight up against it, when maybe we need to do specific things to shift them? And then Joan Pelzer was so awesome to step in and be our second guest of the show today. And you can find out more about Joan at joanpelzermedia.com, and that's P-E-L-Z-E-R. And like I told you earlier, she is my social media guru for Decisive Minds. She came on board with us about 6 months ago and started doing all of our social media marketing. She is brilliant when it comes to the interaction and the relationship building and the creativity. She understands and gets who my audience is and what they want to see and need to hear and need to learn, and how do we take them from the social media conversation to a next level conversation. And whether that is to have them opt in for a free teleseminar, or to get them on the phone with me, or have them take our business assessment, or whatever that looks like, Joan is really good at understanding that you need to build relationship, and you need to take that relationship to the next level. And I hope that you really got that out of it. A couple of things she said that were so very important was that, number one, you need to be really authentic. Right, it needs to be the real you, you know, it doesn't mean you have to be there all the time. You can automate, but it needs to be the person that you really are. And I love that she said that she's not looking for 50 generalized relationships. She's looking for that one really good one that she can help. And I hope that you're doing the same thing, really looking for that one person that's going to be the next big client, or the next person that you're going to change their world, right? She talked a lot about expanding your approaches on LinkedIn, because there's a lot of great things going on there, and you know, how to use some of the other social media sites. So fantastic stuff from Joan Pelzer. Thank you so much, Joan. And you know, I want to invite you guys to really take a moment and check out our guest each and every week. We search for those people who are going to bring you content that is stuff I know you're specifically looking for in business. And so if you feel like that might be you, then I want to invite you to apply to be a radio show guest. All you have to do is go to takeactiongetprofitsradio.com, and you will see a form there. If you have a conversation or would love to share your information with entrepreneurs, if you have tips or a strategy or anything like that, we would love to hear from you. So, All righty, another great show. Thank you so much for being here. You guys have a great President's Day. I hope you had a great Valentine's, and tomorrow have a great Mardi Gras. And this is Michelle Sism saying, be decisive. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Take Action and Get Profits with Michelle Sism, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.